Dave, the people who were affected by this, the small business people, were trying to meet today with representatives of the governor's cabinet. There was no department heads that I saw at this meeting, but there were people who had the knowledge of what assistance might be available to these folks. And a lot of these folks were going into this meeting with high hopes. The media was not allowed inside, so we don't know exactly what was said, but we do know what some of these folks wanted. For example, there was a woman who, along with her husband, owned one of these buildings that was destroyed by the fire since 1972. She says she escaped from Sandy relatively unscathed because she was out of the area at the time and didn't see the storm come in, and the building wasn't all that much damaged. This time, though, they live in an apartment above the building that was totally destroyed by the fire. She said she smelled the smoke, called the fire department, managed to grab some things and ran out. She's hoping to get money to rebuild this building that housed three businesses, including a mini arcade. She says she lost a lifetime of happiness in this fire, wants to rebuild because she says it was her life. She says she started her first job on the boardwalk right out of college and then built the business up and just wants to keep it in the family, has five kids and wants to rebuild so they can have the same kind of memories that she had.
How much money is being committed for each business?
No, don't know the exact amount per business. We're told that there's a total of $15 million that the governor had set up immediately. $10 million, I believe, is going to be used for this Stronger New Jersey Business Loan Program. That provides, it's not grant money in that one. That was loans where you didn't have to pay the money back for a couple of years and no interest payments until that time. Not quite sure how this grant money is going to work. About $5 million of the $15 million, we're told, is going to be used for demolition and debris removal to help the towns out there. And I talked with the business administrator in Seaside Park, who said that they're going to try to remove what debris is left over as soon as they release the so-called crime scene here after that fire investigation is completed, and they can start removing that debris to allow people who want to rebuild to get going with the process.
At this hour, can we definitively say that the fire is out? I understand there was a flare-up yesterday morning.
Yes, there was, and I was walking along the area of the fire. Yeah, they're still keeping just about everybody about a block away. It's about as close as you can get to this thing. And they're even going to put up a fence along the ocean to keep you back. You can smell the fire remains, but no flames or smoke at this point.
Thanks, Phil.
Appreciate it, Dave.